All right, Tavosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Lamed Aleph, paragraph Tesvav. Writes in the Chaber Vesira. One could see, Ki achos hakina hi achemda v'ataiva. Literally, again, the sister of jealousy is chemda and taiva. So chemda and taiva, if you look at footnote 296, he says, well, actually, the truth is we'll leave 296. Chemda and taiva means desire. Desire, coveting, and desire, like lo sachmot, means not to covet. Taiva means desire. So again, the sister midos of kina of jealousy are coveting and desire. Halohi hamiyagas leif ha'adam ad yomoso. These negative traits can go ahead, it's actually a very profound statement, can tire out a person's heart until the day that he dies. The idea being that chemda and taiva, coveting and desiring, and obviously a reference to that which is not mine, meaning the same way that jealousy ultimately, again, means being jealous of someone else's successes or being jealous of someone else's acquisitions or status or station. So chemda and taiva means I desire or I covet that which someone else has and I do not. So these are things that literally tire out. They could sap a person of their energy. When a person dies, this is actually a very profound statement. When a person dies, he hasn't even fulfilled half of his passions. Half of his passions. So this idea being that we desire so much, and again, no matter how much you desire, a person doesn't, when by the time they die, I haven't even fulfilled half of my passions. He says negative passion or desire, really truth is desire is the better word, manifests itself in two different ways. One is an insatiable desire for money, vashini hu akavod, and the second is an insatiable desire for honor. Shnehem ke'echad ra'im ma'od, both are terribly negative. V'garmim la'adam ra'os rabos, and cause many terrible misfortunes for a person. So let's analyze each of them independently. Hine chemdas ha'mamon hi, ha'oseres oso b'ma'asar ha'olam. The desire for money is something that shackles someone in eternal shackles. Right? Literally, again, a person could go ahead, the desire for money, if you look what he writes over here in 299, footnote 299, Ha'useres oso b'ma'asara olam, mishabedes oso l'trach b'inyane olam azeh. The desire for money causes someone, enslaves someone to work in this world. Ayedeshu makdish lahem es zmano, es kochosav, ve'es merzo, ve'es shifiosav. We'll say so again. So to be clear, the Ramchal is obviously not decrying money. Right? Money is a good thing, but he's talking about over here is a preoccupation with money. Right? Just where a person goes ahead and devotes themselves and everything they are to the pursuit of money. Something like that ultimately goes ahead and shackles a person in this world. Venosenes avosos amel va'isek alzeros. Literally, it puts the chains and the shackles of work on the arms of a person. Kinyan akasov oev kesef, like Shlomo Melech writes, he who loves money lo yispa kesef, will never be sated by money. In other words, that there's never enough. There's always more money to be had. He hamisira oso min ha'avoda. And the problem with this, of course, becomes that when a person is preoccupied with money, this removes them from avodas Hashem. Ki hine kama tefilos ne'avados v'kama mitzos nishkachos mepnei rov ha'isek v'igias hamon aschora. Because how many times is a person misdavening? How many times is a person miss performance of mitzvos? Because a person is so involved in making money, in his business. Kol shekein Talmud Torah. All the more so, again, how much a person loses out on his learning. So over here, remember what the Mechal is describing is a preoccupation with money. Again, obviously a person has to work, a person has to earn a parnasa, a person wants to be successful, but Lamaisa, what he's describing over here is this profound preoccupation where the pursuit of money becomes everything. So when your pursuit of money becomes everything, it comes at the expense of so many other things. Ukvar amru zichron levracha v'lo me'ivra liyamhi. Page kofla mebeiz. Bo'osam shahochem me'ivra liyam b'schora. V'chin shaninu lo kalamar be'b'schora machkim. Furthermore, again, see, quotes over here, the pasuk from Parshas Nitzavim, v'lo me'ivra liyam, which is interesting again, o me'ivra liyam. So the way we normally translate that pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there on the other side of the ocean. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accessible. So here the Ramchal is explaining it to those who constantly have to travel over the sea for their business, so sometimes it's difficult to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has a preoccupation with parnasa, or with money, I should say, so the Lamaisa Ruchnius becomes very difficult. Furthermore, lo kalamarbe b'schora machkim, anyone who is preoccupied with business doesn't become a Talmud Chacham. He hamuseres oso l'sakonos rabos umateshes eskocho berov hadaiga. Preoccupation with money puts a person in danger of many things. Because remember, again, I will say, if a person is preoccupied with money, they may be tempted to take certain moral or ethical shortcuts. Umateshes eskocho, it could sap one of their physical vitality. Berov hadaiga, with a constant worry about money. Even after I have a lot of money, the preoccupation with money ultimately saps one of their physical vitality. Furthermore, we've learned marbe nechasim marbe daiga. Very profound statement. The more possessions you have, the more worries you have. He had ma'averes pamim rabos amisos haTorah. Unfortunately, a preoccupation with money ultimately, again, could cause a person to transgress so many mitzvos. Va'afilu al chukos haseichal hatibiyim. And sometimes even on mitzvos, not just to violate stamets, but even to violate certain things which are intuitive, logical, and really require my obedience. So both says, remember again, so therefore, we're talking now over here on the sister concepts to kino, right? The sister concepts to jealousy. So now he's focusing specifically on chemda and taiva, desire. Chemda and taiva manifest themselves in two ways. One is a desire and an insatiable thirst for money, and the second one for covet. So again, to be clear, sometimes people think when they see this type of discussion in Sifrei Musar, they think that therefore what Ramchal is advocating is poverty. So to be clear, Ramchal is not advocating poverty. Remember, again, there is a very fine line, nor is the Ramchal advocating against financial success. Chas v'shalom, those are all very good things. So Ramchal is focusing here on something very specific, which is a preoccupation with money. That's the focus over here, when there's a desire for more and more and more, an insatiable thirst for more and more and more. That's where the problem becomes. Because ultimately, again, a person has a quest for financial success, wants to be successful, and understands why they want that success. I want to be financially successful because I want to do A, B, C, D, and E. The acquisition of money is not the ends. It's a means. So if a person has clear objectives, a person knows what they want to do, that's fantastic. But it becomes just about acquiring more and more and more and more. That's where the chemda and taiva kick in. And that's where a person unfortunately loses sight of everything else. That's when the problems begin. He goes on. Yisera, so we'll begin this section, though we'll have to stop in a few moments. Yisera, even more than this, is chemda sakavad. So this is actually very interesting. Even more dangerous than an insatiable thirst and desire for money is an insatiable thirst and desire for covet, for honor. Ki kvar haya efshar sheyichbo sha'adam es Yisrael al hamamon v'ashar ha'anos. We'll say it's possible for a person to rein in his desires for money and other pleasures. Ach ha'kavid hu ha'dochek. We'll say, but sometimes people lose themselves in covet. Sometimes covet itself is the most desirous thing. Ki ef shalo lispo veliros es asma pachos mechaviro. Because we'll say sometimes a person has difficulty seeing himself in less of a station than his friend. Va'al davar zeh nichshalu rabim v'ne'evdu. Many people have stumbled and many people have been lost as a result of the desire for covet. So I say, isn't this incredible? So it says the Ramchal, more dangerous than the desire for money, more dangerous than the desire for most other things, is the desire for covet. There are people who can maintain, who can rein in their desire for money, rein in their desire for, when it comes to covet, when it comes to honor, they mamish lose themselves. He goes on, he says something amazing, but this will stop. He says, Hine Yiravam ben Nevat. He gives this, well, this is an incredible, incredible example. Do nitrad nea olam haba ela ba'avaraka. So remember again, Yiravam ben Nevat, Malchus Yisrael, under the son of Shlomo HaMelech, a young man by the name of Rechavam. So the Jewish kingdom is split into two different kingdoms. There becomes Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. Yeravam ben Nevat becomes the king over Malchus Yisrael. Yeravam ben Nevat was a very good man. He started out as a very good man. Unfortunately, again, he got carried away by his covet. He got carried away by his power, by his desire for power. And as a result, ultimately, again, turns to idolatry in order to consolidate his reign. That's really what happens. That's how it begins. He sets up the golden calves at the borders of his kingdom, so that the Jews shouldn't have to be all arrival. They shouldn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, it doesn't begin as idolatry. It begins as a satellite location of the Beis HaMikdash, but unfortunately, very quickly descends into idolatry. So listen to this. So what happens, Yeravam ben Nevat? This is incredible. God grabbed Yeravam ben Nevat by the lapels, and he said to him, Chazer becha, do tshuva. Do tshuva, va'ani va'ato ben Yishai nital began Eden. And me, you, and David HaMelech, we'll all spatzir together, right? We'll all walk together in Gan Eden. So what does Yiravam ben Nevat say? Amar lo, mi barosh, who gets to walk first? Who gets to walk first? Amar lo, ben Yishai barosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, David HaMelech is going to be walking front, right? He's going to be walking in the front, because he's David HaMelech. Amar lo, ihachi lo ba'ina. If that's the case, I'll pass. Yiravam ben Nevat says, that's the case, I'll pass. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, me, you, and David HaMelech will walk together in Gan Eden. But David HaMelech is going to be walking first. Yiravam ben Nevat says, it's okay. So from here, so you see that Ramchal says, you see the power of covet and how the desire for covet could be so corrupting and so intoxicating that it allows a person to fundamentally and profoundly lose their way. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with covet in Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.